So he comes down to the Jordan. This time it's the Jordan, not the Red Sea. The conditions have changed, but it's still the same thing. The water is the obstacle. And he comes down to the water with the promise of God. And he comes to the Jordan River, and nothing happens. This is the moment. This is the moment that proves the authenticity of his leadership. This is the moment that he gets the public validation of a majestical move of God that shuts every mouth as to the authenticity of his calling. And he comes down to the brink of the swelling Jordan, and nothing happens. And the priests are behind him, and the people are behind him, and the promise of God is before him. And nothing happens. What do you do when it's your moment and nothing happens? What do you do after fighting to get to the door and you finally get to the door and nothing happens? What do you do when it's your moment and it doesn't work? This text is not about what worked. It's about what didn't. If God was going to do with him what he did with Moses, he should have gotten to the edge of the Jordan, raised up his rod, and the waters went hither and thither. He walked to the edge of the swelling Jordan, and nothing happened. Can you imagine what the crowd was saying behind him? Can't you almost feel the beating of his heart and the rushing of blood to his face, because he has told them that God was with him, and still there is no move from heaven. There is no wind, there is no blowing, there is no water parting. Everything is acting as if he had no anointing at all. It is in this moment that he must decide what you must decide right now. This moment in your life that you have come down to a critical point and nothing is happening, you have to decide, are you going to tuck your tail and turn your head and go back? Or are you going to step down into the water? Now, God said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. But he didn't say, I'm going to do with you what I did with Moses. He just said, I'm going to be with you as I was with Moses. So he had to step down into the water. My God, look at his faith. Suppose nothing happens. He went down into the Jordan, and the priests followed him into the immovable, swelling tide of the Jordan. Yeshaya. Whoever I'm preaching to, you're getting ready to walk into something that ain't moving. You're getting ready to walk into something that's standing up in the face and laughing at your faith and telling you that your God don't work, and you're in it by yourself. And if God was with you, your husband wouldn't have left you. And if God was with you, all hell wouldn't have broke loose in your life. If God was with you, you wouldn't have had to go through the test and the storm. And if God was with you, you wouldn't have had to fight off the enemy. But the devil is a liar. I said 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 the devil is a liar. Somebody give him 30 seconds of crazy praise. So let me set the stage of this text. He is now in the water. His feet are wet. If God was with him, for me, I'm not going to be stopped. See, the devil don't want this to go forth, but the devil is a lie. And I'm going to preach this anyway. I'm going to preach it anyway. Because this is going to unlock something for somebody. This is going to break a yoke for somebody. This is going to open a door for somebody. This is going to release somebody. It's going to set you free. You're in the middle of transition. You're in the middle of change. You're in the middle of obstacles. And you thought God was going to work it one way, and it didn't work like you thought it was going to work. And you think that the fact that it didn't work the way you thought it was going to work means God said no. But the devil is a lie. Just because the waters don't part at the bank doesn't mean it won't open in the middle. He stepped down into the water. And there he is out in the water. Already the type is shattered because Moses' people bragged because their feet never got wet. And can you imagine the people coming down into the water saying, now, you know, this ain't right. Something is wrong with this. Because mama said that when they stepped down into the water, their feet didn't get wet. And now this man got us walking in water that ain't moving. Hallelujah to God. And it looks like God is not with us. And he kept on walking. In the murmuring and the complaints, he kept on walking. In the controversy, he kept on walking. Our country is in controversy. Our world is in controversy. And some people are trying to figure out what to do. You got to keep on walking. They can say it else. They can say whatever they want to say. They can do whatever they want to do. They can feel however they want to feel. But you got to keep on walking. When you know God is on your side, you got to keep on walking. I don't know who I'm encouraging, but no matter what your position is, you got an opposition. I said, no matter what your position is, you got an opposition. And if you feel like your position is really God, you got to keep on walking. They kept on walking. Stepped out into the water and nothing moved. And the priests went with him. You got to have somebody who will get in trouble with you. If you don't have somebody with you that'll get in trouble with you, you are by yourself. You got to have somebody who is so committed to you that they will step down into waters that ain't moving and say, if you say go, I'm going. If I perish, I'll perish. I'm going to see the King. We might have to drown out here, but I'm going to see the King. We might get swallowed up, but I'm going to see the King. We might get embarrassed and humiliated, but I'm going anyway. I left too much behind me to mess around and go back where I came from. And I made up in my mind, if I perish, I perish. I'm going into this water. My feet might get wet, but I'm a step in this water. My ankles might get wet, but I'm a step in this water. My knees might be wet, but I'm a step in this water. Though he slay me, yet shall I trust him. I'm getting in the water. And the Holy Ghost sent me here to tell you to step in it anyway. I know they don't like you, but step in it anyway. I know they're talking about you, but step in it anyway. I know they're against you, but step in it anyway. I know they've been texting about you, but step in it anyway. I know they're talking about you on Facebook and Instagram, but step into it anyway. Step on into the middle of the water. And all of a sudden, Joshua and his priest stepped down into the water. And when they got in the middle of it, when they stepped into the middle of the mess, God showed up. God told me to tell you, he's not going to do nothing if you don't do nothing. He's not going to move if you don't move. He's not going to show up if you don't show up. But if you show up, the Lord said, I'll meet you halfway. God said, I'll meet you halfway. I'm through making everything easy. You have to be willing to get your feet wet. Step down into the water, and I'll meet you halfway. So Joshua stepped down into the water because this was the moment. And when it's your moment, you can't go back. When it's your moment, you can't give up. When it's your moment, you can't give in. I came to tell America, this is the moment. This is your moment. This is your time. This is the kind of moment that changes the world, the trajectory of our reality. This is our moment. This is our time. Step down into the water. Step into the controversy. Step into the confusion. Step into the messiness. Get mud in between your toes. Kick your cute shoes off and get down in the mud and the mess of it and say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I feel like I'm talking to somebody. It's hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, step on in it. Step on in it. Step on in the messiness of it. Your marriage is in trouble. It ain't gonna never get better. As long as you stand on the banks, you gotta step down into the mess of it. You gotta step down in it and get your feet dirty. Get mud in between your toes. Mess up your cute hairdo and tell the devil, you can't have my marriage. You can't have my son. You can't have my daughter. You can't have my mind. You can't have my church. They told me you gotta shut the church down. The law says all doors got to be closed. You got too many people to be gathered. Everybody was calling me, say, what we gonna do? I said, I don't know, but I'm gonna step on into it. How? I'm gonna step right down into the middle of it. And if I perish, I'll perish. I'm not gonna sit at home and start crying. I'll preach if I gotta preach by myself. Somebody help me praise him in this place.
Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah.
So I stepped down into it. I started preaching to empty buildings. I started teaching Bible class. I started getting on Facebook Live. I started getting on Instagram chats. I started talking to everybody. My friends said, look like you're doing everything. Yeah, it's a fight. And when it's a fight, you got to do everything. See, you a cute fighter. You got rules. I'm a street fighter. I'll bite your ankles. I'll snatch you by your hair. I'll spit in your eye. I'm one of the, if you get me in a fight, I ain't got no rule but win. I stepped down. He stepped down into the water. And I want you to get this picture. All of the priests stepped down into it with him. And they're all in the middle of it. And when they got in the middle of it, God got in their middle. God will always get in the middle. I listened to Dr. James preach Wednesday night, and she was preaching on the middle man. And God has always been the middle man. You got a priest over here and a priest over there. You got one standing on this side and one standing on that side. And the Bible said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. The Holy Ghost came down in the middle of the priest and began to drive the waters till they stood on top of their head. God will make the waters roll back out of your way. And the Bible said that all of a sudden that the people had to come through quickly. You got to understand what they're walking through. It looks like they're walking through water. But because the priest was in place, they weren't walking through water. They was walking through praise. When the Spirit comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against the enemy. That's why the priest had to go first, because the priests always represent praise. And when praises go up, blessings come down. I don't know what you're in the middle of right now, but you need to drop your iPad and go into a crazy praise. You need to praise him in your pajamas. You need to praise him in your house coat. You need to praise him in your slipping gown. You need to praise him in your underwear. You need to drop your fork and praise him. You need to put down your coffee cup and praise him. When honey, I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Praise him while you're sitting on that back deck. Praise him right where you are. Because if you want God to show up, you got to learn how to give him the praise. Somebody in this room needs to praise him right now. Praise him like you in a fight. Praise him like you in a storm. Praise him like you in a battle. Praise him like you want a breakthrough. I can't hear you. Open your mouth and give God some. So the priest was standing still, and the children of Israel were coming through the priests, and they were coming through fast, and they were coming in a hurry. And the Bible said, where the feet of the priest stood firm, God said, wherever you stand firm, wherever you take a stand, whenever you stop being wishy-washy, whenever you stop being two-faced, whenever your feet stand firm, God said, I want you to take a stone from the place where the feet of the priest stood firm. That means you gotta stand when it looks like it's not working. You gotta stand when it looks like God didn't hear you. You gotta stand when everybody's ostracizing you. You gotta stand when life looks complicated. And the priest just stood there. They stood till the wind came. They stood till the waters parted. They stood till a way was made. They stood till the children of Israel start coming through. They just stood. Slap your neighbor and say, just stand. You don't know what to do, just stand. Just stand flat-footed on the rock. This rock is Jesus. Stand on the promises of God. Stand on the fact that God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. Devil, this is what I'm gonna do. Having done all to stand, I'm going to stand therefore with my loins girt about with truth. Slap somebody and say, stand. Look at somebody and say, stand. Point at somebody and say, stand. Lay hands on yourself and say, stand.